Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh. Streaming live over the internet, WPITAM.com, and archived on our webpage, c-rs.org. We have a packed show for you, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we have a lot of information concerning the Maria Matryoshkova Beata Begenyova Fedoriuk concert, along with the first part of two of an interview with Beata. So let's start today's program by going to Lemkovina. Even though this broadcast is fully sponsored by the Carpatho Rusyn Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you like the music we play and the information we bring to you on a weekly basis, either over the airwaves or by the computer, please send in a donation. You can get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, by giving me a phone call at 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, rusynradio@c-rs.org. Żenu ja tam prodał, ale i zapłakał, kto mi teraz budę moi kerci łatał. Widzę znowu na jarmaku klut, ja nebo chodzę, budesz za tunio, albo za to rocho. Піду знов на ярмак куплю, я не бого, ти будеш за туньо,
сад горой.
There's only a few weeks left until the concerts of the First Lady of Carpatho-Rusyn folk singers, Maria Matryoshkova, along with Beata Beginova-Fedoriuk and Yoshko Piero. These concerts will take place. The first one is Thursday, the 5th of September, at the Embassy of the Slovak Republic. The second one will be here in Pittsburgh on Sunday, September 8th, 3 p.m., New Hazlitt Theater in Pittsburgh's North Side. The third one is Saturday, September 14th, 7 p.m., Edison High School, Minneapolis, Minnesota. The fourth one, September 15th, 3 p.m., Mixon Hall at the Cleveland Institute of Music. And the last one on Sunday, September 22nd at 3 p.m. You can get tickets online by going to rusynprojects.org. That's Rusyn with a Y, projects.org. Or you can give John Rigetti a call, 412-749-0675. So for tickets to the Maria Matryoshkova, Beata Beginova-Fedoriuk, Yoshko Piero concerts, go to rusynprojects.org or give John a call at 412-749-0675. This is the first part of two that we have for you today of the interview I conducted with Beata the other day.
Welcome to the show, Beata. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you, Dean, and I'm really glad and happy to be on the show.
Well, we're glad to have you. Beata, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up? When did you start getting into singing? And which ensembles did you perform with when you were in Slovakia?
Well, I was born in Slovakia, in eastern Slovakia, in the city of Medzilaborce, where we all know that Andy Warhol is, his family comes from that region. Mm-hmm. And then when I was 4 years old, my parents got the job in Prešov, Slovakia, eastern Slovakia. So we all moved there. So I kind of consider my hometown still Prešov. I grew up in a Rusyn family, speaking Rusyn throughout all my childhood and even to these days when I talk to my parents and my brother and my sister. And I was surrounded by the folk and by my music all my life because my parents were dancers and singers. They performed in different ensembles, in the folk ensembles. And they come also from the Rusyn villages. Mm-hmm. Close to Medzilaborce and in Snina region.
Okay.
So I was exposed to different Rusyn dialects, different Rusyn singing styles and songs and dances. Mm-hmm. I started singing, I believe my dad said when I was 2.5, and he has a first recording of me. Mm-hmm. So sweet. It's a song which was recorded by Maria Matryoshkova back then. Vila Palinko, which we can translate. Why don't you take that one, translate that word, these words?
Pila ya palenko, I drink the booze.
The booze, yeah. So my dad wanted to teach me this song, but he didn't want to teach me the words about booze and alcohol. So the mm-hmm. way I was singing is pila ya molochko, like I was drinking milk. And then when I was growing up, I was always surrounded by singing, and we have the music blasted in our house all day long. And I remember the days when we would drive to my grandparents' house. It would take us 2 hours, and entire way we would sing and sing and sing folk tunes and folk songs. And then when I started elementary school, I joined Karpatianin, which mm-hmm. my parents, in their young age, they were part of Karpatianin, first Karpatianin. And I would go to all kinds of competitions. One, the biggest one, what I remember, and was a highlight of the year, was Makovitska Struna, mm-hmm. which would take place in regions, and then the winners of the region would go to big grand concert in Bardejov. And then down the road, I joined the ensemble Sharishan, which I had opportunity and was very fortunate to travel all around the world. And when I was in college in Prešov, I was already singing in Sharishan and then also professionally working as a soloist in Puls. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was professionally working with Marka Maciejska, who's coming here, and I'll be joining her at her concert. But I knew Marka a long time before I actually joined Puls, and Joshko Piro, who also comes with Marka here. Mm-hmm. So there was a group of singers and musicians who would do those little concerts in the villages and take our folk music and perform in Rusin or the different dialects also. So we knew each other a long time before we actually professionally worked together.
Uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the DCU functions.
Well, I joined the DCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free, at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. That last selection you heard was Beata when she was with Sharishan, and that is Pustye Ma Mamichko. Next, we go to Maria Matryoshkova herself with Bodaj Sya Kohot Znudil.
Мої чорні очі, причини ще й другою, про мене молодою, причини ще й другою, про мене молодою.
Biggest Ukrainian Festival, August 28th through the 31st, with entertainment every night on the Duquesne Pilsner stage. The opening parade on Wednesday. Open at 5 p.m. daily with a lamb roast, funnel cakes, Ukrainian foods. Thursday the 29th, it's local favorite, the Almonics. Friday the 30th, the Marcells. And Saturday the 31st, it's the Rainbow Kids, the Lehman Ukrainian Dance Group. It's the Drifters playing one hit after another. St. Mary's Ukrainian Orthodox Church, Alice Street, McKees Rocks. Call 412-331-2362. Free admission, no outside food or beverage.
Beata, tell us about your life here in the United States and your success singing both independently as a soloist and with the well-known group, not only here in Pittsburgh, but also in Cleveland and Washington. I know you guys have been on TV and radio everywhere, Harmonia.
So I've been in the United States since 1995. Mm-hmm. I came here as a performer with Group Sharishan. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've been on a tour. That's how I call it. I've been on tour. Okay. And one lucky day, Walter Mahovlich, who's founder of Harmonia, approached me that Harmonia needs a lead singer. I was very honored by that offer, and I joined them. And since then, we've been together. I've been singing with them. Let me say, we play music of Eastern Europe. So it goes through Poland to Romania, former Yugoslavia. Different countries and vast variety of different tunes, and it's a huge repertoire. Oh, and yes, we've been very successful and lucky enough to perform from Hawaii, from University of Honolulu, to Washington, D.C., to Kennedy Center. We had performance a month ago at Kennedy Center and in the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
But as well as playing different weddings and different festivals or concerts for educational concerts for universities also. What has changed with me being here in the United States is that when I came here, I wanted to focus more on learning the language, studying here, because I was always surrounded by the folk music and by the folk traditions and culture back home. This was my professional life. This was actually my life, that I wanted to do something a little bit different. And it just, it's funny how life plays with you and it's not going to let you go far from it.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. But when I joined Harmonia, I had a different vision of what I wanted to do. But they were really, Walter really saw that raw folk music. That's what he wanted to do with Harmonia. That's what he wanted to promote and educate people with the raw folk of Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I wanted to do something different, more stylized, because, you know, I had folk all my life before.
Right.
It took me, I want to say it took me 7-8 years to understand how important it is and how important a folk is, because it is part of who you are. Those folk traditions, the cultures where you're coming from, it is really who you are. So as much as we want to change it, it will still be in you and really part of your life. Because I've done lots of arrangements also for Harmonia. They're a little bit more stylized that I would say just, you know, very plain folk. It took me 7-8 years to understand how important it is. And also I'm surrounded by people who are so homesick and so nostalgic about their old countries, how they call it here, right?
Mm-hmm.
About their
yes.
old countries, yeah. So now I've become to understand how important it is.
Ja tebe, moj beťaru, až bardz dobre znam. Njeho ščera ja za s tobu veľkú brigu mám. Večarami chodíš, brodíš tu i tam. Chodíš, brodíš s beťarami, jakši sam. Raz ti ja napravím šora, bo ja šora pravit znam. Jem do ti mne ruku spí. Glas. Bo to ljude ohvarjaju i sam dobre znaš. Zosudac mi nje zgazduješ naži sam, a ohvarjat zlim jazikom zeku daš. Raz ti ja napravim šora, bo ja šora pravit znam. Ljem dok ti mnje ruku spitaš, budeš ti mnje mil iz ruki. Першей класи муши шора знат. Нємо штолем ходит, бродит, а ведь презень спат. На женитбу цию швидко придзе час. Таше чувай злих языков, презли глаз. Раз ти я направим шора, бо я шора правит знам. Лєм.
CRS group member, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, will be holding an open house on Saturday, September 7th at the Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church and Gymnasium beginning at 4 p.m. with liturgy and then a picnic afterwards. Come see what Slaviani is all about, what we do to keep our Russian traditions alive here in America. For more information on Slaviani's open house that will take place on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 4 p.m., please give me a call. Dean Paloka at 412-877-9351. There will be two Vatra celebrations coming up in the next few weeks, so get those pens and papers out and take down this information. The first one will be sponsored by the Youngstown Warren Sharon Chapter of the CRS. It'll be held on Saturday, September 14th from 2 until 8 p.m. at the Infant Jesus of Prague Church Grounds. This is located 7754 South Avenue in Boardman, Ohio. Liturgy will be at 6 p.m. I'll be doing some DJing from 2 until 3:30. Then we will have live music from 3:30 until liturgy, and then right after liturgy. There will be food, music, genealogy, and sales table. At 2 p.m., the kitchen will open. So that is the Youngstown Warren Sharon Chapter of the Carpathia Rusyn Society's Vatra Rusyn and Slovak Picnic, Saturday, September 14th, Infant Jesus of Prague Church Grounds. The second one will take place the week after, Saturday, September 21st. The Cleveland Chapter of the Carpathia Rusyn Society will celebrate their 9th annual Vatra. There will be ethnic food, music, bonfire, and this will take place starting at noon, the Shrine of Maria Poch, 17486 Mumford Road in Burton, Ohio. 4 p.m., there will be a Slavonic English liturgy, as well as a panahida. There will be music, Slaviani will be performing, there will be sales, there will be food, handicap facilities are available, RRVs are welcome. So for the Cleveland Chapter's Carpathia Rusyn Vatra, to take place on Saturday, the 21st of September, starting at noon at the Shrine of Maria Poch, give them a call, 440-729-2045. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, rusynradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що се слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що се вам любил наш несний програм. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedjelju o 5:30 godini na stanici WPIT
na frekvenciu 730. Trimajte se krasne i s Bogom.